You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with market movements that have been affecting local and international markets throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Otto1890's David Shapiro to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks for the time. CPI data coming out of South Africa, coming out of the Eurozone. South African CPI data cooling ever so slightly. But I suppose the main underlying message with that was that we are not expecting the situation to get significantly worse than what it is at the moment.
No, I think, from a market point of view today, I think it was just brushed aside. And I don't think we're going to get any impact there. But Jimmy, the big news, and I don't know if you've been watching the market today, came from the Secretary of the Treasury in the US, Scott Bessent. And just to explain to listeners what happens, you know, as we're talking now, you asked me about the CPI and you asked me about interest rates. That's the short end of the market. By short end, it means like the overdraft rate, you know, the interest rate you're going to pay on your credit card. And that's set by the Federal Reserve, or that's set by the, in our case, you know, the Reserve Bank. But business and mortgages, you know, in other words, when you buy a house, those rates are at the top end of the market, long dated, and that's set by the market, not by the monetary authorities. And what's been happening in the US, rates have been creeping up to levels that we haven't seen in almost 20 years, since 2007, and that caused a lot of concerns in the market. In the US, I'm talking about the 30-year rate on which decides where mortgages are, and also the 10-year rate as well. Those were creeping up and causing a lot of anxiety. And that's because of the Iranian war, the impact that high oil prices are going to have on the economy and so on. But what happened today, Jimmy, is that Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, announced that they will be buying back bonds, in other words, off the market. This is something they did during COVID. And what that does is it puts liquidity in the market. In other words, you're buying stuff off the market. Not only are you putting money in the market, but you're pushing rates down. I don't want to explain it saying, well, you know, you push the bond prices up, which means rates go down. But generally, what it means is rates are going down. So that caught the market by surprise. And rates in the US, long rates in the US, started to come down. With that, the dollar came under pressure. And with that, gold, platinum, all of those metals, you know, just soared. Gold up 3.5%, silver up 3.5%, platinum up, you know, 3.5%, and so on. So we had a mammoth day. And I want to point out something else as well. It would have been bigger, but a lot of shares like Anglo's, Kumba, Anglo Gold, Valterra all went ex-dividend, and they paid big dividends. And if we add back the dividends that they paid today, you know, what we call the shares went ex-dividend, in fact, the share price gains would have been a lot higher. So it was a huge, huge day on the market for, on the local market with the JSE up almost, 2.5%. So big day.
Uncle David, the day isn't over because we still have an FOMC meeting out of the US. We still have President Trump set to speak later on. We know that both of those events individually have the power to move markets into the evening session and into tomorrow's Asian session. I want to get your thoughts around whether or not the FOMC conversation starts to look different, because Kevin Warsh and his team now have to respond to what Treasury has announced from that perspective. And they have their own mandate that they need to adhere to.
Their mandate is on the short side. That's what I'd say. So it's, I think they were also concerned about the long end. It does impact them. Jimmy, you know, Home Depot's numbers came out. It's an iconic business in the United States, do it yourself, you know, for builders and so on. And it's a very worrying area. And I think this has taken a lot of pressure off Warsh, because he wants to keep the short end. He wants to keep rates at these kind of levels. He doesn't want to reduce rates. He wants to get on top of inflation. But on the other hand, you've got this deep worry about the affordable economy, you know, by, say, affordability in the economy. And it's a big issue that Trump has to fight. You know, this is going to be the fight in the midterm elections about affordability. People complaining about the price of petrol, complaining about the costs going up, you know, complaining about high interest rates. So I think Bessent's, as you say, I think Bessent's move today was designed to alleviate a lot of pressure on President Trump. And it's also will, in a way, give Kevin Warsh a little bit of breathing space on the worrying about the housing market. But markets, you know, so even in the US, markets have gone up very, very strongly, coming out of the semiconductors, you know, which have had a good run, and going into the other economy, you know, those shares that have been ignored. But are we not matching what happened on the JSE today?
Uncle David, let's take a look at the Rand and wrap up the conversation around that. That absolutely loving the dollar weakness coming in sub 1610. I dare to say it, at some point, the 16 Rand per US dollar level looks very attractive, and we're dangerously close to that level.
Exactly. It's listen, we can break through it now if this continues. I think what Bessent has done is he's sent a message to all those bond vigilantes, you know, who are putting pressure on the rates and playing the market. You know, they scuttled in today and covered their positions. Now, whether he goes through with it and how far he does it, you know, is going to be the next move. But you don't want to go short this market. By short, I mean, you don't want to go short of bonds. You don't want to go long the dollar. So I think the Rand can continue to improve against this, you know, as long as this continues. And we will see our miners, you know, moving in the same direction. Big moves, you know, will happen as rates go down, as it becomes cheaper to hold gold, and also the dollar comes under pressure. That's what we see, you know, gold shares going up, platinum shares going up, and so on.
A great day on the JSE, and potentially more to come if markets continue to digest this latest intervention by the Treasury in the United States as a positive sign or as a positive stimulant towards that market. We'll see how markets shape up going into the rest of the evening. As we said, there's a lot of announcements still coming. And if this does continue, tomorrow could be an even livelier day than today. For now, Otto 1890's David Shapiro joining us to reflect on the day's market movements, some significant adjustments happening, and how they've been impacting the world of trade.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.